bad. Thank you, God, for this heavenly day and this heavenly voice. Thank you. Well, good morning again. So I'm going to start out this morning. I have really fallen in love with Florence Shovel Shinn, as you well know. And so I'm going to read you a little piece in here that I've really deemed poor me. And so your dreary desires are answered drearily. Your impatient desires are long delayed or violently filled. You long for flowers and say, poor me, no one ever sends me flowers. Oh, with a big sigh. One day you walk along the street and a pot of geraniums hits you on the head. These are your flowers. I love this. But not under the grace in a perfect way. You should have said, I give thanks that my flowers come from the universe, under grace in a perfect way. Then they would have arrived through the right channels. Florence says it so clearly, doesn't she? Because what we believe and what we know in science of mind is if we change our thinking, we change our lives. And so we want to be really careful what we're thinking. And if we keep going, poor me, then who knows, a pot could land on your head. So today, we're going to talk about inner peace. We're going to ask us each to choose peace. See, each of us has been designed and birthed from Spirit's template of divine perfection. Right where you are is divine perfection. Everybody breathe into that. And so if you're willing to breathe into that, are you willing to stay open and receptive and available to that today that will work for you? Is that a yes? Yeah. Yes? Good. Because you see, this is for you in your own way, however you receive it. And the key of this teaching today is awakening to our true divine nature. Are you willing to have that happen?
Yes.
Good. So implanted with each and every one of us is this perfectly divine nature. And while our human nature is noble and precious, it is also perfectly imperfect. Yes?
Yes.
And we have to understand that. Because I don't know about you, but every once in a while I want to be perfect. And I don't know about you, but perfect doesn't show up in me. Anybody? No, just me. You know, I'm always talking to myself anyway. So our challenge is that we have been taught to feel unacceptable. Things about ourselves seem to be lacking or missing. Our beliefs of comparing ourselves, not honoring our magnificence. Anybody do that, or is it just me? Maybe we've been told by somebody or some event in our life that it's wrong to be proud of ourselves. It's wrong to put ourselves in a place of pride. Or maybe we put ourselves down, creating conflict and turmoil within us. Choosing peace from this place is not possible. It's too difficult. So peace begins by changing our mind. And I also fall in love with Neville Goddard also. And I love that when we talk about the law, when we look at the law working in our lives, we need to understand that as we think, so we believe. And so he goes on to say, a change of consciousness is necessary before you can change your outer world. Matter of fact, I was wrestling with something this week, and I just happened to open this book as I was moving books around on my table. And I opened it here. Ah, if I want that to change out there, I've got to change this in here. A change of circumstance happens as a result of a change in our state of consciousness. You hear that? A change of circumstances. What changes out there begins first with the change in our own thinking. And then he goes on to say, from the Bible, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everybody breathe into that. I'm going to invite us each to renew our minds today, to go and say, when we think anything other than we are magnificent, we are perfect, we are whole and complete, that we just stop and say, cancel that. To be transformed, the whole basis of your thoughts must change. But your thoughts cannot change unless you have a new idea. For we think from our ideas. All transformation begins with an intense burning desire to be transformed. Everybody willing to be transformed today? Yes. Yes. Anybody not? Oh, good. Okay. You must want to be different before you can begin to change yourself. So we're all going to sit here thinking, I really like to be different. Yes? Yes. Then you must make your future dream a present fact. So if we're wanting that to change out there, then we've got to believe and know that the change happens first within. You do this by assuming the feeling of what you wish to have fulfilled. Sounds simple. By desiring to be other than what you are, or reacting differently than what you've been, you can create an ideal of a person you want to be and assume that you already are that person. Assume that you already are the person that your heart desires. See yourself the way you desire to show up. Because you see, peace begins within ourselves. And I believe we need to start with the idea that we each are amazing. So turn to somebody and tell them, you are amazing. And say, thank you. I am. Okay, good. Thank you, I am. Okay, do you see? If we got up every morning, we looked in the mirror, and the first thing we said is, you are amazing. You see, because you are amazing because your Father, your Creator in heaven and earth, made you. The Creator of all that is seen and all that is unseen, that is so beautiful, and a lot of you have just gotten back from your travels, and all that you saw that was so beautiful and so glorious, created you. Breathe it in. We have each been created and filled with our own personal divine perfection. Hallelujah. Thank you. However, we have to accept it. We have to breathe it in. We have to say, well, I like what she's saying, so I'm going to make that true for me. And yes, circumstances of life can get uncontrollable. They can get confusing. However, no one, nothing is against you. Ready to take that one in. No one, nothing is against you. I can remember when I first heard that years ago. And I instantly came up with a list of many people. Many events. Anybody doing that now? Don't raise your hand. Pretend like you never had anything against you. Because you see, if you act as if it is so, it will be so. So today, no one and nothing is against you. And nothing is against me now. Reminds me to look differently into every situation. If nothing is against me, then what am I describing this event to be? First and foremost, we need to honor our emotional self. The self within us that feels put out, annoyed, or hurt, yes? Because you see, if we say, oh, I'm not annoyed, I'm not hurt. I don't know about you, but I don't believe it. We get cut off in traffic. Someone's taking too long in the checkout line. You get sent a curse email. You know. Someone thinks it's their job to list where you fall short. Anybody? I love that. You see, we bring the battle against life inside ourselves. And we do damage to our precious being. So, the answer to this is, hang out with people who will lift you up. Hang out with people who say, God, it's good to see you today. You are a gift in my life, who speak the word of confidence over you. These people make us feel lighthearted. They make us feel blessed, and they choose peace where life is too short to live offended. No one, no event can make you unhappy unless you say it does. Breathe into that. Every time I want to blame something or someone out there, I must bring it back and have a conversation with myself. No one, no thing is against you. See, because I know God will make a way where there seems to be no way. God, moment by moment, gives us new beginnings over and over and over again. Each and every day, multiple times. Within one day, tons of opportunities to choose again. And we are the place that can choose peace. We can choose not to be offended. No one. Nothing is against you. Everybody breathe. Really take that in this morning. If I'm feeling offended, we must each first look within. What am I annoyed about? Breathe that in. And say to yourself, I'm never alone. There is a power within me of compassion and grace, loving presence and forgiveness. I'll repeat that. I am never alone. There is a power within me with compassion and grace, loving patience and forgiveness. It doesn't matter how many times we fall. It doesn't matter how many times we make the possible wrong choice. Knowing the divine is within each one of us, holding each one of us in this truth, in this light of truth. And the divine holds us until we can stop and remember who and what we are, who we truly are. I am the beloved of God. Everybody just say that to yourself. I am the beloved of God. I am abundantly faithful. I love how and when I need help. that this faithful servant assists me. Excuse me. And shows up. The other day, I was reading something written by a practitioner, Alicia Mason. Excuse me. I have a cough drop here. And I'd like to read it to you this morning because it totally helped me. Everybody pray. Thank you. I need more. Yeah, good. Thank you, Peter. This is entitled Grace. And Alicia goes on to say, my morning routine, stretching, brushing my teeth, stepping into the hot shower, when out of the blue, I hear my voice say aloud, I forgive myself. What's that about? She said. Then almost involuntarily, I find myself repeating the phrase again and again and again. I forgive myself. Nothing special has happened to prompt this mantra. I am not angry or hurt or upset in any way. I cannot associate this forgiveness with anything in particular, she said. Yet I feel compelled to continue reciting, I forgive myself. I'm interested now. I start reaching back into incidences and relationships that I know haven't quite been quite right. The moments I haven't wanted to think about, so I haven't. The little moments known only to me, the private thoughts and emotions I've harbored, often hidden even from myself. As I continue to repeat, I forgive myself. Little guilts, little shame, little judgments bubble up to the surface and dissolve. A gentle, quiet compassion for myself floats up inside of me. Understanding and forgiveness, patience for my ignorance, low self-esteem, codependency, trauma, poor choices ripple through my heart. There are reasons for past actions and inactions, and also consequences for which I am responsible. Owning them, releasing the judgments about myself and others, forgiving me, I notice very subtle shifts inside of me. I'm a little lighter. There's more space. I begin to ask for forgiveness from those who I have hurt. Quietly, I say, please forgive me. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. Ever so delicately, deep down, pain that has clung to my heart loosens. I feel it rise, disintegrate, and disappear into the air. My heart smiles. I am more connected to life. So I'm going to invite you to just quietly say to yourself, I forgive myself. You don't have to know whatever it was. Just begin the process. I forgive myself. It works. I used it all week. Breathe into that. I forgive myself. This is how we begin to choose peace. So let's look at our screen. And so these are some of the things that we've learned today. Is first, choose peace. Second, breathe. Choose to release any resistance you have of claiming your own personal peace, or anything that you've done that you wished you would have done differently. I forgive myself. Number three, trust that life is for you. You don't have to be any cuter, any smarter, any wiser. Life is for you. There's a power that supports you. So just know that forgiving yourself for not always being the best is important, because the next time you'll think about that and make a different choice. Number four, God makes a way where there is no way. This is where our faith comes in, the unseen side of us. When we're in the middle of something, to just turn and say, okay, God, this is yours. This is in your hands. I have no idea what to do. And then feed yourself love and victory. Feed yourself love and victory. Because you see, as we talked about before, if you act as if it is so, then you're creating an atmosphere where that you see, that's what you believe, will be in your life, will come to you, will show up in the perfect right way. We don't need to do anything to make that happen. God says you are amazing. You are valuable. So, yeah, understand that we all at different times are going to be outside of our peaceful center. It's normal. Remember to forgive yourself and return back to your divine nature. We need to remember and use what will return us back to loving our divine self. Florence Shinn says, again, when we're in the deepest despair is the time to wave your word over the situation. I love this. And baptize every supposed failure with success. Success, no matter what's going on in your life, baptize it with success. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment and we recognize that there's only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence, by whatever name, God, the Beloved One, the Divine. It is in and through all things seen and all things unseen. There is no place where this beloved essence of life does not exist. It is everywhere. It is the life that lives within you and lives within me. For we each are the beloved place where God shows up. We recognize that first within ourselves, and then we're capable of recognizing it in everyone else. But first, that fire, that light, that truth, that love is within us. And any time we forget that, we stop in that moment and we forgive ourselves for not remembering, and we move forward with a promise to open our hearts in a greater way, to open to that divine peace that is our divine birthright. This is what I know, that there is a power for good. And it's up to each and every one of us to call upon it, to use it, to recognize it first within ourselves. And to then speak our word over whatever condition, over whatever situation. And we call upon the Father, the Creator, and we say, okay, God, this is yours. This is what I know is being righted, being straightened, being healed, being called forth. That is desiring to take place in my life and in your life, because it is the life of God that is desiring to be expressed and experienced in and through and as each one of us. Yes, yes. We say, hallelujah, thank you. We thank God in advance for that we know is coming to us, because we can imagine it, we can feel it, we can see it, we can taste it. And so we know it is ours, and it will show up at the right and perfect time. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle working power of God to restore and renew each and every one of us to our divine right, our perfect presence, our perfect essence. This is who we are. This is what I know. And greater than what I can speak in words, I know is already taking place in the mind of God. And I trust that divine mind to guide each and every one of us through whatever situation, condition we find ourselves, because we are never alone. We recognize this. And so I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it, and we let it be so. And if you're in agreement, please join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.